This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, September 17th, 2021. I'm Kyle Kellums. This is your public radio station, KUAF. You can always listen to us on the KUAF app or at KUAF.com. More than 1,800 new cases of COVID-19 are included in yesterday's report from the Arkansas Department of Health, with an additional 33 newly confirmed or newly reported virus deaths in the state. Hospitalizations dropped by 16 patients, though ventilator use increased for the first time in several days. 17 more patients in yesterday's report than the previous days. Another 7,000 people received a shot on Wednesday. Active cases in Arkansas dropped by nearly 300. Fewer Arkansas school districts are in the highest level for COVID-19 infections per 10,000 residents. The Arkansas Center for Health Improvement lists 35 districts with as many as 100 or more known infections per 10,000 residents of that particular school district. The agency terms those highest levels as purple zones. That's down from 59 such districts the previous week. Another 126 districts have between 50 to 100 known infections per 100,000 residents. That, too, a drop from last week. Among the districts with the highest rate of residential infection are Clarksville, Magazine, Mountainburg, Van Buren, and Waldron. Nearly 100 Afghan refugees will be settled in Arkansas in the near future. A couple of weeks after announcing some of those fleeing the war-torn country would be coming to the state, Governor Asa Hutchinson said in an interview with Talk Business and Politics that he learned of the new details yesterday.
Well, the information that I have from the White House is that there's 98 refugee allocation to our state. That doesn't mean they come here immediately. It could be over a course of weeks, but that's the allocation that we've received. And of that, 49 would be in Northwest Arkansas and 49 assigned in Central Arkansas.
The Afghans will be assisted by Arkansas faith-based organizations and local sponsors. Governor Hutchinson says federal officials are screening the refugees for any security or health concerns.
They went through the vetting process with me, and obviously we want anyone who comes here to be vetted to make sure that they have met the criteria as a Afghan refugee who served our state or country over the last 20 years, our military services there, that they have had their health screening done. And so that's the assurance that I have.
The governor, who previously served as the head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, says after supporting U.S. forces over the last two decades, the Afghans need to be protected from the peril they would face if they remained in their home country. A shortage of drivers available for Razorback Transit buses means a change in some routes for that service. Beginning Monday, Razorback Transit will transition the following routes to on-demand service after 8 p.m. That includes routes 13, 21, 33, 35, 44, and 48. This adjustment will be in effect each week on Monday through Friday evenings. Additionally, Route 26 will be modified after 8 p.m. on weeknights, remaining a fixed scheduled route with a frequency of one bus per hour. Transit officials say newly hired employees are going through training now. After looking at ridership data from the first weeks of school, the route adjustment decision was made to affect the fewest number of passengers.